RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reese Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. All right, so I called an audible because I can do it because it's my show. So normally we do Motown Mondays, but there were two birthdays today that I wanted to acknowledge. One of them is Kenny G, and this is my favorite Kenny G song. This is from that Songbird album. That's also a great song. But this is good stuff right here. And it's Brian McKnight's birthday. All right, so Day-Day, coming into the next break. So coming into the 10-20 segment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling another audible. I'm requesting the first two songs coming into break. So this is my favorite Kenny G song.
Okay.
Let's do the Brian McKnight, Vanessa Williams, Love Is song coming into the 10-20 segment.
All right, I got you.
So I'm calling audibles everywhere. We're breaking the rules. We're doing things differently. But these were two artists that we have to acknowledge their birthdays, right?
Great, yes.
Yeah. Do you like Kenny G?
Oh, yeah. This album particularly was, and I was young, but I loved this album.
Yeah.
Because I think this whole album was pretty much full of a lot of artists singing along with some of his.
Right.
His,
and this was really his first breakout mainstream album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this was, like my dad was a big fan of Kenny G before he was a breakout artist, but like a mainstream artist.
Right.
You know, and then the other song that I really love from Kenny G, and it's not a Kenny G song, but it's a Michael Bolton song, that song Missing You, and he plays the sax on it. It's phenomenal. But this Songbird album was his first really mainstream breakout album, and the title track is obviously, you know, the great instrumental for it. But this was that breakout album that he had, and that's when he became, you know, a mainstream artist. But he was really good. I mean, some of his early stuff, if you hear it, was really, really good. So I am a definite fan of Kenny G. So there you go. I just want to acknowledge his birthdays and all everything. All right, 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We're going to get you involved in the next segment because we're going to play a clip from Trey Young, what he had to say on his podcast the other day. But We'll get you involved at 404-726-0929 on the phone lines coming up in the next segment. But first, let's get to an NFL squib kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, the Bills have started construction on their new 1.54, ready, billion dollar stadium. 1.54. Let me ask you, is the entire city of Buffalo worth $1.54 billion? If you combined the entire city, everything that belongs to Buffalo, forget the Bills, take the Bills out of it, is everything that total value $1.54 billion in Buffalo? I can't even imagine. I mean, it is crazy. What? Look up the population of Buffalo or Metro Buffalo. And look, I know they got the Sabres, right? They used to have an ABA team. I don't remember what the was it the Buffalo Bisons? But I know they had an ABA team at one time. They obviously have the NHL team. They've got an NFL team. But Buffalo's got to be one of the smaller marketplaces. I mean, obviously, in the NFL, Green Bay is the smallest marketplace.
They're around 885,000. So, pretty small.
EVP and Chief Operating Officer Ron Racuia, RACCUIA. While Buffalo isn't one of the larger NFL markets, the days of us operating as a small market team are in the past. On the field, we've become a national brand, gaining national attention and attracting national opportunities. Our fans stretch across the country and the world, and as an organization, we carry this banner with commitment and pride. Monday morning, however, the agreement includes a groundbreaking ceremony for the Bills Stadium. The agreement includes a 30-year lease and a non-relocation agreement that makes it difficult for the team to leave Buffalo, the second smallest NFL market next to Green Bay. Like I said, if you added up everything in Buffalo besides the Bills, that it isn't worth $1.54 billion. All the people, the cars, the buildings, everything about Buffalo. Like, you could buy Buffalo, I bet you, if you had $1.54 billion, you could just buy the city, couldn't you? I mean, you could just buy the city. It is crazy, but, you know, again, this is the money that's invested into the NFL. Roger Goodell says, quote, "This is an extraordinary community. They deserve an extraordinary stadium, and you're going to get it. And I think that as Western New Yorkers, we'll all be proud. It'll be not only a great stadium, but filled with incredible fans. Western New York has always shown that passion for football for the Bills. It's just for us. I don't think of it as 30 years. I think it is a lifetime. I think of it as the future. The Bills are now secured in Western New York, and that's something that we think they should take pride in." Now, my understanding is this is not going to have a roof on it, is it? Is that the understanding?
Yeah, I believe that's correct. No roof.
Okay.
I'm not surprised, though. I mean, I know that
that's a huge advantage for the Buffalo, for the Bills, as far as home field advantage.
Yeah.
Now, but here's the question.
Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I know that's typically when you're trying to lure the Super Bowl. That's typically part of the thing.
Right.
You know, you build a brand new stadium.
If you build a $1.54 billion stadium, you damn sure want a Super Bowl in that building. You want a Super Bowl. But how do you have a Super Bowl in Buffalo? Like, forget the stadium. How do you have a Super Bowl in Buffalo? It's the second smallest market in the NFL. Like, how do you have a Super Bowl? The hotels, the influx of people. Like, I don't see how you could have a Super Bowl in Buffalo. I mean, forget the stadium.
Right.
I'm just talking about all the events that go on for a week in Buffalo. And Buffalo is not close to, like, New York City. Like, when you think of
upstate.
New York, right, when you think of, like, New York, okay, New York City is way on the eastern part of, you know, it's on, and Manhattan's its own island, right? I mean, so, again, where Buffalo is, it's the complete opposite. Like, there's nothing near Buffalo. There's nothing near Albany, right? I mean, there's some of those cities that are, like, there's nothing about New York City that resembles Buffalo or Syracuse or Albany, right? The capital of the state. So New York City is its own complete entity. And New York City is honestly more geographical to New Jersey.
Yes.
I mean, New Jersey's a lot. I mean, again, that's where it's actually in New Jersey where the Giants and Jets play their games. The old Meadowlands, but what is it? What did we say it was now? Gillette State? No, not Gillette.
I forgot what we said it was called.
Whatever it was called. But again, Buffalo isn't New York City.
It's closer to Canada.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, because, I mean, Niagara Falls is, in the northern part
you
of Buffalo.
You can literally stand
right.
on one side of
right.
the falls and see
right.
the other.
Right. So how would you have a Super Bowl? I mean, again, if you're building a $1.54 billion, and again, if you're a taxpayer that's helping fund this, and it didn't even say what the funding all was, but how do you have a billion and a half dollar stadium in Buffalo and not get a Super Bowl? Like, how do you sell that to people? How do you sell the idea of okay, we're not going to get a Super Bowl? So you have an open-air stadium, and you have the city of Buffalo. There's no way they're getting a Super Bowl, are they?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, like, does the NFL get – because, to be honest, when the Giants-Jets got their new stadium, it was a gamble. Because, I mean, it's still, even though it's lower part of New York, you can
right.
still, you know, a storm can still come through that time of year.
But,
so.
you're also near the metropolis of New York
so
City.
So from events-wise,
right, right.
yeah.
I mean, you're near the metropolis that is New York City.
Yeah.
Honestly, the big city near Buffalo is Toronto.
Right.
Like, Toronto's on the other side of the lake.
It's like 40 miles, maybe,
yeah.
I want to
like
say.
Like, it's on the
yeah.
other side of the lake. So, again, you're talking about the city that's closest by. It's not even in the United States. Would they have a Super Bowl in Buffalo with all the events in Toronto? Like, that wouldn't be logistically feasible, would it?
No, because of the whole... You still got to have passports and
right,
all that
to go into Canada
yeah.
and come back.
Especially now.
It's not like the
yeah.
old days. I mean, mm-hmm. look, in the old days, you could go on a ferry to anywhere in Canada. Like, I went on ferries. You could go on a ferry from Lake Erie in Cleveland, and you could jump over to Montreal. And again, it was like going to, you know, Wisconsin. You know, it's like it was the same difficulty as going to Wisconsin. You didn't have to have a passport or anything like
yeah,
that. They didn't
same
care.
Same thing with Detroit, because Windsor,
yeah,
Canada
right,
is right there,
right.
and you just drive right over the bridge.
Right. But again, you're talking about $1.54 billion
yeah.
in a stadium.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Maybe it's a situation where they're banking on the fact that not a lot of people will, as far as the events go, and having stuff that maybe a lot of people won't travel there, so that
it's the Super Bowl day.
I know.
It's the biggest event on. It's the biggest event.
I know.
In the
I'm
country.
Just trying to. I'm just trying to think. What would their logical thinking of doing so? You know.
I agree with you. But how do you have a stadium like that, and they don't get a Super Bowl? Even Minnesota got a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
New York got a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like the. You know, New Jersey, but again, they all got a Super Bowl. How do you not have Buffalo build a $1.5 billion stadium and say, yeah, you're just not big enough for a Super Bowl? And I wouldn't disagree with the logic, but how do you sell the city on all this? Because again, if I'm a taxpayer in Buffalo, I'm not going to be happy about, you know, I'm getting fleeced, you know, like I'm Cobb County, Georgia. I'm getting fleeced, and then, you know, I can't do anything.
I think they'll give him one.
Wouldn't that be something? I mean,
I think they'll give him one.
I am all for Northern market Super Bowls. I don't have a problem with, you know what? If the weather's bad, then the weather's bad. And you know what? Football is supposed to be played outside in the elements.
Yep.
I mean, sorry. Domes and warm weather cities and all that be damned. Football in the rain or the snow would make for a fabulous game.
Yep.
It would. And I would be all for it. I don't think the league would be for it, though. I don't think the league would be
viewership should be good, though.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, look, everybody was rooting for bad weather right. when the Super Bowl was in New York, weren't they?
Yeah,
like, everybody was like rooting for snow and you know tsunamis and stuff. I mean, you know, just you know, again, they were rooting for bad weather to hit New York. But anyway, so we'll see. We'll see. I'm not convinced they're going to get a Super Bowl out of all of this, but. Boy, you build that kind of stadium, you would think you'd won a Super Bowl out of all of this. All right, when we come back, 404-726-0929. Do you believe Trae Young? It's that simple. We'll play the clip. We'll get your thoughts about it. I'll comment on it as well. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reese Show. Brown Like a Music Hour, rolling right along. We got the first birthday guy, Kenny G. Now we get the second birthday guy, Brian McKnight. Brian's got a great voice. I'm a definite fan of Brian McKnight. So This was, oh man, this was on, was it 90, was it Beverly Hills 901-210?
90210.
Yeah. Was
this part of the,
I think it was on an episode of that show. Look that up, but I think that this was on Beverly Hills 90210. I think that this was on an episode of that show. So, and I love Vanessa Williams too. So this was a great pairing. I think this song went to number one on the Billboard charts. I think it was a number one song as well. So, but I think it was like 90210. Was it on that?
Yeah, it looks like it was.
Yeah. Dang, man, I'm good, man.
See, I didn't watch that show, so.
No, but I remember when this song came out that they had said that it was on an episode of 90210. So that's why I remember that. See, my brain doesn't always just short circuit and go dead. Like, there are times and there are moments when I have trouble remembering and speaking and different things like that because the stroke that I had, you know. So there are times when my brain just gets zapped. But it's fascinating some of the different things that I can...
That pop up.
Yeah, that just randomly pop up that this would be from 90210.
Yeah, because I had no clue.
Yeah, see? Again, I mean, it's...
I remember the song, but definitely had no clue it was part of that soundtrack.
Yeah. Yep, see? So, again... Every so often, my brain works. All right. So Trey Young was on his podcast, and what's the name of this podcast that he does? It's the
From the Point, right?
Yeah, From the Point podcast. And I want you to hear this clip about the relationship between Trey Young and Nate McMillan, and what he had to say about him.
It's it was never easy. Obviously, losing Coach Nate. I mean, everybody always they can say what they want.
Yep.
Me and him had a really good relationship. I mean, you can't go to the Eastern Conference Finals without having a good relationship from the coach to the PG. So we had a great relationship. Obviously, things didn't end how we both wanted it to. But I mean, that's just the NBA and this is business.
Okay. So 404-726-0929. Do you believe Trey when he says that? Look, you can say that you have a great relationship with your coach and stuff like that, but then why did he get fired a year and a half later? And why was it the first thing that we heard is, the first thing that was out of everybody's mouth is, well, we're bringing in Quinn Snyder because we want to see about his relationship with the players and this and that and everything. It wasn't about winning. They made a point of emphasis about, oh, no, it's not about winning this year. Yes, that's important, but it's not about winning. We want to see what he does and this. And everybody acknowledged that it was about what his relationship with Trae Young would be like. So if the relationship was so good with Nate McMillan, why did you have to worry about what the relationship would be with your star player and a new coach? And why did it not go? If they had such a great relationship, why were things not better? I mean, it's not hard. I mean, why were things not better? Too often we heard, and by the way, I'll ask another thing. If their relationship was so good, then how was Nate the problem? Because all we heard was, well, the message wasn't getting through. Well, his message was for an older team. And all this, that, and the other. All that falderall that we heard. Okay? So if the message was stale and this, that, and the other, how good of a relationship did he have with his point guard? And if his relationship was so good, why could Trey not talk to his teammates and say, look, this is a really good coach and we have a great relationship? See, I'm not saying that Trey Young was going to fight Nate McMillan. Like, I don't think that was ever going to happen. Like, it wasn't a toxic relationship between Trey Young and Nate McMillan. I don't believe that for a second. They weren't going to go out in the back alleyways of one of the buildings they were in and just, you know, in some, you know, dark hallway, slug it out and fight with one another. But too often we heard about things that, okay, this relationship wasn't all that great. It was, you know, tumultuous, right? When Trey missed the game, right? When he had that missed game, right? On that like Friday night when there was a miscommunication,
at
as you said, right?
Earlier,
you know, again, he couldn't be at the shoot around, which he thought meant he couldn't be at. Okay, like those things don't happen. Have you ever seen a situation like that where there was a miscommunication as to whether a guy should show up for a game?
No, never.
Think Nate was happy about all that? Let me ask you this. I'll ask you this question, Day-Day. If you put the Wonder Woman lasso of truth around Nate McMillan, you think he'd say the same thing?
No.
Now, I don't think Nate McMillan, and I talked to David Locke, the play-by-play guy for the Utah Jazz, and I work for him, and I had him on my show, on my podcast a while back, and he's friends with Nate McMillan. And Nate would not throw somebody like that under, he would not throw him under the bus. Like, Nate would not throw Trae Young under the bus, but there were times when you could see his frustration. And why did Nate McMillan, why were there stories about Nate McMillan threatening to quit? Is it because his relationship was so good with his players? And if his relationship was so good with Trae Young, but not anybody else, isn't Trae supposed to be a leader of that team to step up and say, hey, you guys got to get on board with this? See, again, there's a lot of things that just, they don't add up. I'm not saying Trey's lying, okay? So don't be stupid and say, well, why don't you believe? Because, again, I think it's a lot of just coach speak out of Trae Young. And the perception was, and I know Trae had the excused absence, and he was, you know, able to be gone for that day when magically, again, Nate McMillan was fired. But he should have spoken up afterward. He had plenty of time to speak up afterward. Could have been the next day, right? I mean, they were together the next day. They had a game the next day or whatever. Could have spoken up then. Because it feeds into the perception of their relationship wasn't that good. Now, do I think, again, they were ready to have fisticuffs and, you know, drop the gloves and go at it? No, I don't think it was like that. But I think philosophically, they did not get on the same page with one another. And part of that's obvious because what were we, the 9 seed? And even this year was the 8 seed. It isn't like that they were on board with one another and things were all hunky-dory. And it's not like they were, you know, they built off that Eastern Conference Finals run. If you would think that just by the nature of things, okay, now we've got that Eastern Conference Finals run, okay, let's try to get back there. And it was a disaster. And that's why when Kevin Huerter talked about the idea of it was the worst thing that happened, I didn't buy that then. Like, I think there's a lot of, I don't think we'll ever get a side of the story where Nate really details everything about what he thought or this or that or whatever. But it would be fascinating. It would be fascinating to hear about, you know, some of the things that went on or whatever. Why would Nate threaten to quit? Why did Nate have to have a press conference where, again, the story got out that he was going to, you know, leave soon, and he wasn't fired too long after that? The Knicks game right before the All-Star break, right, where they laid that complete egg. Just too much smoke to not have fire associated with it, right? Too much smoke to not have some fire behind all of this. And again, I'm not saying that they were, you know, they couldn't coexist with one another, but there was obviously some kind of disconnect between the coach and the star player, some kind of philosophical difference that those two guys had. Something was not connecting, you know, on the page. I mean, something was not connecting between those two. Yeah, it was all great after the Eastern Conference Finals run. Nate could do no wrong because, again, after Lloyd Pierce, almost anybody would have been an upgrade, right? But sometimes, I understand, look, sometimes that message gets stale. But in a year? After you have just achieved the greatest success in the history of the franchise, a year later it's kaput? Huh? That doesn't make sense. So, again, very interesting points from Trey. You know, again, I think it's a lot of coach speak. I think looking back, I mean, again, you know, I don't think he hated Nate McMillan. I think he respected Nate McMillan. I think he had some affinity for Nate McMillan. But I think philosophically, they were never on the same page after that Eastern Conference Finals run. They were not on the same page with one another. And again, Nate paid the, you know, price for it. He was the guy that was blamed for everything. So anyway, interesting stuff. All right, got one more segment to go. Top of the hour, Jason Longshore will have Atlanta soccer tonight. So that comes up from 11 to 12. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. I saw you holding hands, standing close to someone else. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios to the top of the hour. Just smile for me and let the day begin. The great James Ingram, right?
That is correct.
He's from, you know where he's from?
Let me guess, Ohio.
He's from Akron, Ohio.
Oh wow, okay.
Yes, he's from Akron, Ohio. So just
you guys got some good voices coming out of there.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Me. Anyway, 404-741-0929. Jason Longshore, is he doing the show tonight?
Yeah, it is. He's it's some segments.
Because he's
they're him and Conti are already
yeah,
in
they're
LA.
Already in LA, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yep, yeah. They're already there.
Where'd they end up staying? Any idea?
I don't know. I just saw the email today that they were gonna be up there.
Jason was already Mike was already working remotely for this week pretty much.
Yep,
so there you go. They'll be back like on Thursday or something like that, but anyway, Atlanta United coming up on Wednesday from LAFC. So this match just magically kind of appeared out of nowhere, and they're going to be in LA. Day-Day, do you know who Lacey Evans is of the WWE?
Yes.
Okay. So I've had her on the show before.
Okay,
She's been on the show with us. Last Friday, June 2nd, on the SmackDown show, Lacey Evans introduced a new look for her character. Now, she's a former real-life Marine. So she is an actual Marine. She had a troubled childhood and went into military service and was a Marine. And She introduced a new look where she came out dressed like a drill instructor with the drill instructor hat and the full regalia.
Very Sergeant Slaughter looking.
Well, that did not sit well with Sergeant Slaughter's daughter. On a tweet, quote, "No, this is not okay at WWE. Who the F does Lacey Evans think she is? There's only one Sergeant Slaughter, and there's only one Sergeant Slaughter daughter, and she's just a poser." To which Lacey Evans, and I love Lacey Evans. Like, I'm a fan of her. I think she's got a fantastic look. Good look, tough. I mean, they just have not been able to get her gimmick right. What's the thing that the tweet when you go above the
quote tweet?
Quote tweet, okay? It says, "Your daddy's biggest fan, a United States Marine, and a bad MF-er. You know who I am, and you know where to find me." Now, do you know the great gimmick about Sergeant Slaughter?
Mm-mm.
He wasn't a Marine. He was never a Marine. That was a gimmick.
That was just a gimmick.
Yes, that was a full gimmick. Lacey Evans is a Marine. She's right. A former Marine. I mean, she was legitimately in the U.S. Marine Corps. Sergeant Slaughter was never in the Marine Corps. Now, look, he had the G.I. Joe figurine and all the stuff along with it. And, he would tell people, you guys are a bunch of maggots, right? We'd call people maggots, But he was never a Marine. So it is kind of funny for Sergeant Slaughter's daughter to call out Lacey Evans, even though her dad was not a Marine.
Right.
He was never in the service. So,
I guess she's just mad at the image itself.
Yes.
Because that's the first, when I looked up, I was like, because even how she stood.
Right.
Everything just, I was just like, that's Sergeant Slaughter. Like, that's.
Right.
That's his whole, M.O.
And again, I don't have a problem with it.
No.
I don't have a problem with, even if she said, hey, I'm trying to copy Sergeant Slaughter, like, I wouldn't mind that.
Right.
Again, Sergeant Slaughter hasn't wrestled. I mean, the last time Sergeant Slaughter wrestled was like 84.
Right.
I mean, it's been 40 years since he wrestled. The only other thing that he did, obviously, he was backstage with the WWE for all those years because remember, he was the commissioner.
Yes.
Remember, he used to come out and confront Shawn Michaels and DX, right?
Sure
and
did.
Triple H.
That remember was like when his they, last
Remember when they had the visors that they wore with the, because he always spit and they had the windshield wiper on the visor?
Yep.
I mean, that's the last things that he did, but he didn't wrestle. I mean, it was early 80s the last time he had wrestled. And by the way, had some great matches. His matches with the Iron Sheik were classic. Again, when they started that feud up in the early 80s, his match with Pat Patterson is one of the all-time matches of WWE history. Go watch that street fight that Pat Patterson and Sergeant Slaughter had in, 81? I mean, it's some of the great matches. And I'm telling you, when they finally turned him babyface, because Jimmy Snuka had gotten in all the trouble.
Right.
And Hulk Hogan was just kind of becoming Hulk Hogan. He was one of the all-time babyfaces. He was arguably as big a babyface as there was in the WWF. But he was a heel. Like, he was a bad guy for a long time. Yep. And remember, he turned on, he became a Iraqi sympathizer during the Iraqi war, right, in the late 80s, because that's the main event of WrestleMania 7, right? WrestleMania 7 from L.A. was Hogan versus, what was his name? What was his gimmick name at WrestleMania 7? It wasn't Sergeant Slaughter, because he did this Iraqi sympathizer gimmick and all that kind of stuff. Oh my gosh! And look up his gimmick. What was his gimmick? Just Google WrestleMania 7.
So yeah, that was in 91, and that was the, let's see. Well, they still have him listed as Sergeant Slaughter on here. For the champion. That was for the championship.
Yeah, but he had
Yeah, they still got him as Sergeant, because even the flyer, the poster.
Yeah.
They have Sergeant Slaughter on there.
Well, what was the name of his manager? General Adnan. General Adnan was his manager. And that was his manager. And he was a Sheikh Adnan al-Kasai or whatever. But he was an Iraqi sympathizer. He came out with the headdress and everything like that. And he wrestled Hogan at WrestleMania 7 for the title. They had put the title when the story is they realized that the Ultimate Warrior was not getting over and drawing crowds the way that he was in the old days.
Right.
And they took the title off of Warrior and put it on Sergeant Slaughter. And that would set up WrestleMania 7, where Hogan got the title back.
Right.
Because it wasn't working with the Ultimate Warrior. Was not working with him. He was not the same draw that Hulk Hogan was. And so they went back to the Hulkster, right? In case of emergency, break glass, and here's the Hulkster, brother. So, but WrestleMania 7, and they were going to do an angle where he was going to burn the flag, the American flag, because an amendment had just been passed that did not make it illegal to burn the U.S. flag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when all that was going down?
Yep.
And the person who suggested it, believe it or not, was Jesse the Body Ventura. It was Jesse's idea to burn an American flag. Now, they didn't end up doing it, but it was his idea that they should burn an American flag and renounce his citizenship or whatever it was. But they decided not to go down that route. But, I mean, that's the last time Sergeant Slaughter, you know, wrestled, and he wasn't even a competitive wrestler. I mean, like,
right.
He wasn't wrestling on all the house shows and things like that. They just needed to get the title off Warrior.
Right.
They just needed to switch the title so they could put it back on Hogan. And then they came up with that whole, you know, this Iraqi sympathizer concept and all that kind of stuff. But he was a huge baby face. But I got no problem with this. I got no problem with Lacey Evans. I mean, we see these homages all the time from wrestlers. I don't have a problem. I mean,
no, I didn't have a problem with
that. Yeah, like and I understand people get protective about some of their gimmicks and things like that, but and again, I don't even know. I legitimately don't know who Sergeant Slaughter's daughter is. I don't know if she's ever done anything or whatever like that, but it was funny to see her call out a professional wrestler. Like it was funny even though that her dad never spent a single second
in the military.
Military, Marine Corps, nothing. Like, she never spent a single second, or he never spent a single second of his life in the military, but still, you know, they look at him and think of him about like that. Remember, he had the G.I. Joe doll figurine and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was monstrously popular.
Yeah, I was about to say, he was actually a character. They made him a character on G.I. Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, so that was a huge deal. But and I guess because part of it is I'm a fan of Lacey Evans. Like, I don't think the WWE has done her right. I don't think they've come up with good gimmicks or anything like that for her. But I'm a fan of hers. But again, it's funny to have somebody be offended when they weren't even that person in real life or whatever. But anyway, so crazy. All right, when we get back, the Love TKO is up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
The
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 at the game. Back at it, Chuck Risho. Hanging out in the Key Studios to the top of the hour. Just smile for me and let the day begin. The great James Ingram, right?
That is correct.
He's from, you know where he's from?
Let me guess, Ohio.
He's from Akron, Ohio.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yes, he's from Akron, Ohio. So just
guys got some good voices coming
out
of there.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, me. Anyway, 404-741-0929. Jason Longshore, is he doing the show tonight?
Yeah, it is. He's it's some segments.
Because he's
Him and Conti are already
in
LA.
Yeah, they're already in LA, aren't they?
Yep, yeah. They're already there.
Where'd they end up staying? Any idea?
I don't know. I just saw the email today that they were going to be up there.
Jason was already, Mike was already working remotely for this week, pretty much.
Yep,
so there you go. They'll be back like on Thursday or something like that. So, but. Anyway, Atlanta United coming up on Wednesday from LAFC. So this match just magically kind of appeared out of nowhere, and they're going to be in LA. Day-Day, do you know who Lacey Evans is of the WWE?
Yes.
Okay. So I've had her on the show before.
Okay,
nice. She's been on the show with us. Last Friday, June 2nd, on the SmackDown show, Lacey Evans introduced a new look for her character. Now, she's a former real-life Marine. So she is an actual Marine. She had a troubled childhood and went into military service and was a Marine. And she introduced a new look where she came out dressed like a drill instructor with the drill instructor hat and the full regalia.
Very Sergeant Slaughter looking.
Well, that did not sit well with Sergeant Slaughter's daughter. on a tweet, quote, "No, this is not okay at WWE. Who the F does Lacey Evans think she is? There's only one Sergeant Slaughter, and there's only one Sergeant Slaughter daughter, and she's just a poser." To which Lacey Evans, and I love Lacey Evans. Like, I'm a fan of her. I think she's got a fantastic look. Good look, tough. I mean, they just have not been able to get her gimmick right. What's the thing that the tweet when you go above the
quote tweet?
Quote tweet, okay? It says, "Your daddy's biggest fan, a United States Marine, and a bad MF-er. You know who I am, and you know where to find me." Now, do you know the great gimmick about Sergeant Slaughter?
Mm-mm.
He wasn't a Marine. He was never a Marine. That was a gimmick.
That was just a gimmick.
Yes, that was a full gimmick. Lacey Evans is a Marine. She's right. A former Marine. I mean, she was legitimately in the U.S. Marine Corps. Sergeant Slaughter was never in the Marine Corps. Now, look, he had the G.I. Joe figurine and all the stuff along with it. And, he would tell people, you guys are a bunch of maggots, right? We'd call people maggots, But he was never a Marine. So it is kind of funny for Sergeant Slaughter's daughter to call out Lacey Evans, even though her dad was not a Marine.
Right.
He was never in the service. So,
I guess she's just mad at the image itself.
Yes.
Because that's the first, when I looked up, I was like, because even how she stood.
Right.
Everything just, I was just like, that's Sergeant Slaughter. Like, that's
right.
That's his whole, MO.
And again, I don't have a problem with it.
No.
I don't have a problem with, even if she said, hey, I'm trying to copy Sergeant Slaughter, like, I wouldn't mind that.
Right.
Again, Sergeant Slaughter hasn't wrestled. I mean, the last time Sergeant Slaughter wrestled was like 84.
Right.
I mean, it's been 40 years since he wrestled. The only other thing that he did, obviously, he was backstage with the WWE for all those years because remember, he was the commissioner.
Yes.
Remember, he used to come out and confront Shawn Michaels and DX, right?
Sure.
And
did.
Triple H.
That remember was like when his they, last.
Remember when they had the visors that they wore with the. Because he always spit and they had the windshield wiper on the visor?
Yep.
I mean, that's the last things that he did, but he didn't wrestle. I mean, it was early 80s the last time he had wrestled. And by the way, had some great matches. His matches with the Iron Sheik were classic. Again, when they started that feud up in the early 80s, his match with Pat Patterson is one of the all-time matches of WWE history. Go watch that street fight that Pat Patterson and Sergeant Slaughter had in, 81? I mean, it's some of the great matches. And I'm telling you, when they finally turned him babyface, because Jimmy Snuka had gotten in all the trouble,
right?
And Hulk Hogan was just kind of becoming Hulk Hogan. He was one of the all-time babyfaces. He was arguably as big a babyface as there was in the WWF. But he was a heel. Like, he was a bad guy for a long time. Yep. And remember, he turned on, he became Iraqi sympathizer during the Iraqi war, right, in the late 80s, because that's the main event of WrestleMania 7, right? WrestleMania 7 from L.A. was Hogan versus, what was his name? What was his gimmick name at WrestleMania 7? It wasn't Sergeant Slaughter, because he did this Iraqi sympathizer gimmick and all that kind of stuff. Oh my gosh! And look up his gimmick. What was his gimmick? Just Google WrestleMania 7.
So yeah, that was in 91, and that was the Well, they still have him listed as Sergeant Slaughter on here. For the champion, that was for the championship.
Yeah, but he had a
Yeah, they still got him at third because even the flyer,
the poster. Yeah,
they have Sergeant Slaughter on there.
Well, his what was the name of his manager? General Adnan. General Adnan was his manager, and that was his manager, and he was a Sheikh Adnan al-Kasai or whatever, but. He was an Iraqi sympathizer. He came out with the headdress and everything like that. And he wrestled Hogan at WrestleMania 7 for the title. They had put the title. When the story is they realized that the Ultimate Warrior was not getting over and drawing crowds the way that he was in the old days.
Right.
And they took the title off of Warrior and put it on Sergeant Slaughter, and that would set up WrestleMania 7, where Hogan got the title back,
right?
Because it wasn't working with the Ultimate Warrior, was not working with him. He was not the same draw that Hulk Hogan was, and so they went back to the Hulkster, right? In case of emergency, break glass, and here's the Hulkster, brother. So, but WrestleMania 7, and they were going to do an angle where he was going to burn the flag, the American flag, because an amendment had just been passed that did not make it illegal to burn the U.S. flag, right? Mm-hmm. Remember when all that was going down?
Yep.
And the person who suggested it, believe it or not, was Jesse the Body Ventura. It was Jesse's idea to burn an American flag. Now, they didn't end up doing it, but it was his idea that they should burn an American flag and renounce his citizenship or whatever it was, but they decided not to go down that route. But I mean, that's the last time Sergeant Slaughter, wrestled, and he wasn't even a competitive wrestler. I mean, like
right.
He wasn't wrestling on all the house shows and things like that. They just needed to get the title off Warrior,
right?
They just needed to switch the title so they could put it back on Hogan, and then they came up with that whole. This Iraqi sympathizer concept and all that kind of stuff. But he was a huge baby face. But I got no problem with this. I got no problem with Lacey Evans. I mean, we see these homages all the time from wrestlers. I don't have a problem. I mean.
No, I didn't have a problem with it.
Like, I understand people get protective about some of their gimmicks and things like that. But, And again, I don't even know. I legitimately don't know who Sergeant Slaughter's daughter is. I don't know if she's ever done anything or whatever like that. But it was funny to see her call out a professional wrestler. Like it was funny, even though that her dad never spent a single second
in the military.
Military, Marine Corps, nothing. Like she never spent a single second, or he never spent a single second of his life. In the military, but still, they look at him and think of him about like that. Remember, he had the G.I. Joe doll figurine and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was monstrously popular.
Yeah, I was about to say, he was actually a character. They made him a character on G.I. Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, so that was a huge deal. But and I guess because part of it is I'm a fan of Lacey Evans. Like, I don't think the WWE has done her right. I don't think they've come up with good gimmicks or anything like that for her, but I'm a fan of hers. But again, it's funny to have somebody be offended when they weren't even that person in real life or whatever. But anyway, so crazy. All right, when we get back, the Love TKO is up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications.
See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.